Father, thank you for Shelly, for the call of God that's on her life. Lord, all things are of your hand, and she's here for a purpose of God. She's not here by mistake. The Lord says, it is not a mistake. You are not a mistake. God says that he's held you in his hands from the very beginning of time. And even though the hard times you've gone through, you were never a mistake. Things didn't happen because they did just for any reason. God had allowed you to go through that. But God says that he has given you a heart in that God has conditioned you, because I see a call of God in your life that's going to take a lot of like a breakthrough anointing, like a forehead of flint, like one who has a heart of heart to be able to deal. I see you really working with people that have been estranged, that have been forgotten, that a lot of people would have just pushed off to one side. And for many people, it would be too hard for their hearts to take. But God is, because of the experiences in your life, God has been training you, testing you, molding you for what he has ahead. It's a hard call, but I see you have so much anointing that it's not going to be hard. It's going to be very easy for you. And I see you moving out of a gift of compassion, almost like a Mother Teresa type of compassion, where those who have abandoned you, you're going to pick them up, just picking and just hugging people. You're going to impart life to them because of the compassion God has given in you. God has allowed your heart to be broken because he wants you to know how his heart feels, and it is as it is broken. And the true power that's going to flow out of your ministry is not because of the anointing, because of the Holy Spirit, but because of love and compassion God has put in your heart. And it's going to flow and flow freely, says the Lord, and flow in abundance, says God. God has given you an extra measure and grace of love and compassion to pour out. And I see much healing, not only physically, but mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, as you minister to this people out of the love of God. I see you're going to be very quick with the word. God is going to just bring the word alive to you. And you're going to be able to give words, words in their due season, like settings of gold, apples of gold, settings of silver, as the Bible said. You're going to give just the right word at the right time. And that word is going to impart life to people. You've got a very depth of the word and a depth of knowledge of God. You're very special to the Lord. Since you are special in my eyes, says the Lord. Don't believe what man has said, limitations man has put on you. For me, there are no limitations. The sky's the limit. Today is your day, says the Lord.